I have had a few people contact me as a result of the work of the Grand Challenges Initiative in this country, but I suspect them maybe more after the booklet has been produced, which I believe the British Computer Society will be issuing sometime soon. I don't know exactly when, which summarizes all the Grand Challenge proposals, and I presume they will have some marketing strategy for that. But there ha something hap has happened. Apart from that, the news has spread, and there are people who are trying to put together research grant proposals which refer to the Grand Challenge Initiative as part of their justification. However, there's something even more substantial, which is that quite independently of all this, the European Commission, in their Cognitive Systems Initiative, had a similar sort of vision of a need for a long-term strategy for trying to put pieces together. And that Cognitive Systems Initiative was calling for proposals at about the same time as the Grand Challenge Initiative was going on in the UK. And I only discovered it halfway through 2003 when I was asked to go to a small meeting, and then later on I was asked to join a consortium that was asking for funds. And we were lucky to get a moderately big project with seven partners, about 7 million euro, to run for 4 years. So that wasn't as a result of the UK Grand Challenge Initiative, but it was a result of a similar sort of initiative coming from the EC, but with real funds attached.